Hello everyone, Ryan Stevens on the Pick and Rollout. We are back with more Championship Week action, looking at games taking place early in the day on Wednesday, March the 13th. We'll get things started noon Eastern on ESPN in the ACC. Florida State taking on Virginia Tech. The Hokies, 3-point favorites in this matchup. They come into this one 18-13 on the season, 10-10 in ACC play. Florida State also 10-10 in the conference, though they were 16-15 overall. Florida State comes in winning two of their last five. Their last game of the season was a victory over Miami. Virginia Tech comes in riding a three-game winning streak themselves. Florida State 4-8 against the spread in their last 12 games overall. That matches their straight-up record over that stretch. They're just 1-5 straight-up in their last six games played in the month of March, and they are 1-5 against the spread in their last six games on Wednesdays away from Tallahassee. Virginia Tech 4-2 straight up in their last six overall. They've won 9 of their last 12 in the month of March. Just 1-11, though, against the spread in their last 12 games played on Wednesdays. These two teams split the regular season series with the home team winning each game. Not much to go off in terms of trends between these two teams either. I think, though, this one's going to come down to maybe some late game three-pointers, and I think Virginia Tech has the slight advantage there, so I'm going to take the Hokies minus 3. 152.5 is the total. Florida State has seen the over hit in 4 of their last 5 games against teams from the ACC, as well as 5 of their last 6 overall and 9 of their last 11 on Wednesdays. Virginia Tech has seen the over hit in 7 of their last 10 and 8 of their last 12 against teams from the ACC. When these two teams have met, the over has hit 4 of the last 5 times. I haven't said the word under very much. We're going to take over in this matchup. Next up, we head to the Pac-12, 3 p.m. Eastern on Pac-12 Network. The Washington Huskies taking on the USC Trojans. Washington is a 2.5-point underdog in this matchup. The Huskies were 17-14 this year, 9-11 in the conference. USC, the favorite, 14-17 overall, 8-12 in the conference. USC comes in having won 4 of their last 5, including their last 3 in a row to close out the regular season, with wins over this same Washington team and both of the Arizona schools. Washington 3-2 in their last 5 to close out the regular season. The Trojans 4-1 against the spread in their last 5 games, matching that 4-1 straight-up record as well. They are just 2-8, though, against the spread in their last 10 games in the month of March, but they have fared well on Wednesdays, winning 13 of their last 16 midweek matchups. Washington 6-3 against the spread in their last 9 games overall. They've only won 1 of their last 5 in the month of March. In the regular season, USC won the only meeting between these two teams, an 82-75 win. They have also won 8 in a row against the Huskies. So the Huskies certainly out for revenge. And on paper, they might be the better team, but I think USC figures this one out. I think they repeat their midseason performance and get things done against the Huskies. I'll take the Trojans minus 2.5. 153.5 is the total. The total has gone over in 6 of USC's last 9 games. Washington has seen the over hit in 9 of their last 13 overall and 6 of their last 7 on Wednesdays. When these two teams have tangled, the over has hit in 4 of the last 5. Let's make it 5 out of the last 6. I'm going to take over in this one. Next up, we head to the Big 12, 3 o'clock Eastern on the Big 12 Network / ESPN, plus Oklahoma taking on TCU. The Horned Frogs, a 2.5-point favorite here. Both teams went 20-11 overall this season. TCU going 9-9 in the conference. Oklahoma 8-10 in Big 12 play. Oklahoma and TCU both matching 2-3 records in their last five games to close out the regular season. Oklahoma 2-6 against the spread in their last eight games, while going 2-5 straight up in their last seven. They only covered four of their last 13 in the Big 12 and are 1-8 against the spread in their last nine Wednesday games. They are also on a five-game losing streak when playing on Wednesdays away from home. TCU 13-7 against the spread in their last 20, despite winning only two of their last six straight up. I don't know about this one. If we look at the head-to-head trends here, TCU has won four of the last five against Oklahoma. They've covered four of the last five against Oklahoma. Their one regular season meeting this year was a TCU victory, 80-71, back in January. I think those trends are too much to ignore, and I think TCU gets it done. I'll take the Horned Frogs -2.5. Lots of favorites I'm noticing so far in today's picks. Over under 145 in this matchup. Oklahoma has seen the over hit in four of their last five overall and six of their last nine in the month of March. TCU over in five of their last seven overall, four of their last five in March, eight of their last 11 on Wednesdays. But when TCU and Oklahoma get together, the under has hit in four of the last six, and I think that trend continues here. I'll take under in this matchup. Our last game for this episode of the Pick and Rollout, we head to the Big East Tournament, 4 o'clock Eastern on FS1, Butler taking on Xavier. Xavier, a 1.5-point favorite in this matchup. The Musketeers 15-16 overall this season, 9-11 in the conference. Butler matching that 9-11 conference record while going 18-13 overall. Butler won their last two games of the regular season to finish 2-3 in their last five. Xavier losing to their last two games of the regular season, also going 2-3 over that five-game stretch. Butler's last game, though, was a victory over these same Xavier Musketeers. More on that in just a moment. Xavier 1-7 against the spread in their last eight games overall, going 2-6 in that stretch. They're also just 3-6 straight up in their last nine on Wednesdays. They've only won one of their last six on Wednesdays away from Cincinnati, and they're 1-6 against the spread in their last seven in the month of March. Butler has only covered two of their last eight overall, going 2-5 straight up in their last seven games. They have, however, covered five of their last six in the month of March. Butler has actually covered the spread five of the last six times these teams have met. As I mentioned, they came out with that win just last week on Wednesday, though these teams did split the regular season series with both of the home teams winning those games. I think Butler's got a little bit more momentum going for them right now, and I'm actually going to take the Bulldogs +1.5. 150.5 is the total. The total has gone over in 12 of Xavier's last 17 games overall. Butler has seen the under hit in each of their last seven games in a row. However, the total has gone over in six of the last eight meetings between these two teams. So when you look at this number being at 150.5, it has come down slightly from 151.5. I think this one is actually going to continue on that under trend for the two teams individually, not what we've seen in their matchups, but I think this one goes under in the end. That's going to do it for this episode of the Pick and Rollout. Be sure to subscribe to this feed wherever you're listening to this podcast. We will be here with another episode for Wednesday Championship Week games. We're going to be back Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and of course, all the way from the first four through the final four and the national championship. For the Pick and Rollout, I'm Ryan Stevens. Thank you for joining us.